This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 167 of BookCareers.com Live. We start this week with some amazing news in the Book Careers office. Now, I have been shortlisted for not one, but two awards from the Career Development Institute, which is the trade association for careers advisors, and the organisation which regulates the RCDP status. I've been shortlisted for research by a careers professional for my work on the BookCareers.com salary survey, and I've also been shortlisted for the most prestigious award, that of Career Coach or Consultant of the Year for the private sector. This really is amazing news and a huge endorsement of what we do at BookCareers.com as an independent careers consultancy. The awards will be announced on the 18th of June 2022, and until then I'm going to enjoy every moment, even though it means I need to change all my email signatures. This is such a great honour. If you were somebody that nominated me or supported an application, then thank you very much. It really is appreciated. Now to this week's episode. As people are returning to the new normal, I thought it would be a good idea to recap on a few key points about making remote working work. We are seeing a huge shift in the way we work. As offices have reopened fully, companies are adopting a variety of different working choices. Some have completely embraced remote working, and long-term staff don't have an office to go into, or if they need to go into an office, they hot desk by booking an empty desk to sit at. We're seeing companies downsize their office space, and one or two smaller publishers have closed their offices completely. Then there is this popular hybrid model, with 2 or 3 days working remotely and the other days based in the office. In all of these cases, we're finding that the ability to remote work, even though you've been fully remote working during the lockdowns, very much depends on your role and the ability to function completely in a remote working environment. Unfortunately, we are finding that usually it is those in the most junior roles who are having the least flexibility. Then there are the offices where they are going back to fully being in an office and no remote working. I can't help but feel this could be a backward step, particularly as regards location, inclusivity, diversity. However, for reasons we will discuss shortly, please don't look at this as a bad thing. I say this because throughout the past 2 years, I've had a continuous stream of clients who've struggled with remote working. For some, it is not the holy grail of a good working practice. The discussions I've had included how isolating it is, how there is little or no work-life balance, how maybe you don't have the facilities of a dedicated desk or working environment because you're in a house share or that you're really stuck for space at home, or how your personality needs people around you to bounce ideas off of, or how you might be missing on the organic training that working with other colleagues brings. And that is key, particularly for anyone who's still in the element of career progression. So much of what we learn is on the job, and we learn on the job by overhearing our colleagues, whether it's a discussion on ongoing projects, whether it's that deep sigh from the desk next to you when they pick up the phone and have that difficult conversation. You know, the one with either the supplier, the senior colleague, or the author, and you learn by either your colleague's mistakes or, in most cases, their sheer professionalism. But you learn how to handle similar situations yourself just by overhearing what is going on. And it is one of the best things about working in an office, that unofficial work shadowing we all do. I know I would never be the person I was if I hadn't sat next to so many professional and outstanding colleagues of all levels over the years. Now, whatever your situation or whatever working option your future employer is offering, here are some tips to make the remote or hybrid situation work properly for you. Number one, ensure you have the equipment and support infrastructure that you need. Is the equipment you are using or have been given fit for purpose? Now, at the start of the first lockdown, we saw most companies completely upgrade their whole computer systems in order for staff to work remotely. This was from the file server, any antivirus software or VPN, to the laptop or desktop computer they were working from, to the internet connection, to mobile phones. So hopefully, if you're working remotely, you're not in a substandard situation with equipment constantly failing. If you are, then do raise this issue. Don't be afraid to say something because you're scared if you say something, you'll lose the ability to remote work. As the alternative is, if you're unable to do your work to a required standard, then you might find the blame is put on you. So raise this. And likewise, if you are a manager and listening to this episode, check in with your staff to ensure that they have the equipment they need to work, they can access the files they need to, and can do their job properly. Now, here at Book Careers, we've changed a whole load of our systems to ensure they work better long term. And we have always been remote, but it didn't stop us reviewing what we were doing and how we were doing it. Number two, the biggest change in working remotely is that in real terms, you're probably far more sedentary than you were by working in an office. And being sedentary is now referred to as the new smoking. If you've got a fitness tracker, unless you are purposely going out for a walk or exercise every day, you've probably noticed the number of your daily steps dropping dramatically. So yes, ensure you're getting some exercise daily, but also take a break from the screen every 25 or 55 minutes. At Book Careers, where we have long Zoom calls with clients, after 55 minutes, we take a comfort break with the instruction that you must get up, stand up, walk away from the screen and keep standing up until we restart. It makes all the difference to your concentration, your posture and your circulation. So don't sit down at your screen for hours and hours without a single break. And yes, these breaks do apply if you're in the office too. Number three, devise your best morning routine. The way you start your day tends to be the way you continue your day, and your body will work best to a routine. So whether you're working remotely or in a hybrid role, you might find it better to have the same routine whether you commute or not. This is because your body and mind will perform so much better if you stick to the same routine. Your brain will instantly switch on to this is a work day, and as a result will find it easier to switch off at the end of the day and on non-work days. Now, I'm not a doctor and this doesn't constitute medical advice, but sleep patterns will also improve if you have a daily routine for work. And point number four, switch off, switch off, switch off, and switch off. I cannot say this often enough. Just because you are working from home doesn't mean you should be working hours and hours late into your own personal time. We've seen this in the comments from the bookcareers.com salary survey 2021. So many people said that with remote working, they were finding pressure to keep working for longer than normal. Now, only you can stop this, and you can stop this by switching off. You've done a full day's work and you help no one by carrying on, because your employer will never realise there is a problem if you are always compensating for overwork. So do switch off, and if you are repeatedly being asked to work extended hours, then raise it with colleagues, especially if you're being asked to cover for a shortage of staff. Now, I'd be interested to hear your top tips for remote working. Do tag us in on Twitter at BookCareers, or if you're struggling, my email is, as always, suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now, it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter at BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.